RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
We're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/95.7TheGame and youtube.com/95.7TheGame to watch us live. And if anyone swears, you get to hear it. Subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on Twitch and YouTube. And make sure to hit the thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show. Dan Avone and Dan Dibley. Dibs was just giving me the rundown on the career, man.
Oh, not enough time in the break for that.
Fascinating, man. You are a survivor.
Yep.
And you've been in this market forever.
Yep.
You've worked with some of the legends. And listen, I hate sucking up to you, man. You know that. But
yeah, take your time.
You're good, though. You're good at what you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Like, that's, I can recall when I wasn't living in the city, coming back and had no idea who the hell you were. And I was like, yeah, Dibs and. Can we say Radnich? Yeah, why not? That was good radio.
Oh, yeah. The best.
Was
he
it?
Made
I
me.
Mean, did you have fond memories?
I had so much fun, so many fond memories. And
then at the break, you're going to tell me I couldn't stand the guy.
But... No, we didn't talk during the break.
All right.
And his whole thing was...
No, I meant at our break.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
I didn't say that during our break.
No, I'm just saying, like, sometimes you talk to people at the break, and it's completely dissimilar what they say on the air.
Completely. Gary's whole thing was 9 to noon. Like, between 9 and noon... he was him. He was an on-air persona at 12:01. Not don't talk to me, but like, you know, he would go to his car and it wasn't like, hey, Gary, you know, that 11:05 break, you know, it's over. It's just 9 to noon. Everything was 9 to noon. And my favorite part of that was, and this is kind of what got me started, 2006 when I was working with him, early days of the internet, his whole bit was, hey, Dan, look this up, because he was not very internet astute. And so I'd be back there on Ask Jeeves or Lycos or Ask Google Jeeves. Or whatever the search engine was at the time. And, you know, he'd be asking a question openly on the air and I'd be Googling it and then I'd have the answer. And he's like, where are you getting this knowledge? And I would never tell him, Gary, it's called the internet, dude. Like, I'm literally like typing away back here. And hey, yeah, Willie Mays, 51 homers in 1958. Where are you getting this knowledge?
When I was in Seattle, NBC Sports Bay Area flew me in for some position, like a Giants pre or post or something. This is sort of like they'd only been up for a couple of years.
Right.
And I remember I forgot who it was that I interviewed with, but they said, yeah, you're kind of like the Gary Radnich of Seattle. And I didn't know how to take that because I know he had this reputation of a dude who was kind of, well, he's a legend, right?
Legend.
I almost dropped lazy. I won't say that, but he was one of those guys that sort of showed up just before the show.
Yep.
Right? Like that was his thing. And so... when they said the Radnich thing, I was like, yeah, I don't know how to, like, is that good or bad? So it's, yeah, it's I'm assuming
good.
It was good.
It's good, and he is a savant. Like, he would do radio, and then he would, you know, go home and whatever, grab a nap or hang out with
in
the family,
Jag.
And then exactly,
yeah.
And then go do TV at night. You know, he'd do like 3 sportscasts at night, and then go home and start and do it all again.
But the one thing about Radnich is he really did sort of change all of this, because until Radnich came on the scene, and you correct me if I'm wrong, because I wasn't in the market at the time, but he was. You know, everything was just sort of like by the numbers, right? You talk sports and you broke it down. And unless you were a hardcore sports fan, you weren't listening to this, right? But he took it to, he sort of drove outside of the lane, right? And he was more about people in the area. He interjected
right.
humor. And then all of a sudden, people were developing these personalities in order to be a sports talk radio host. Like, it was a prerequisite that you can not only talk sports, but you got to expand beyond that. And I think he did that sort of organically, because that's just who he was.
And it was all through a guy named Tony Salvador, who is an absolute legend. He was the one who was running that station at the time. And you had Pete Franklin, rest in peace, who was the old school East Coast, like, flushing callers, including Guru. Guru would call into Pete and get flushed. And you had Gary kind of doing the, like you're saying, semi-pop culture, semi-sports, and then you had the Razor and Mr. T in the afternoon with Ralph Barbieri with his unbelievably unique voice and Tom Tolbert, the beloved former NBA player. So it really was the first Bay Area station that was a number of different things all at the same time. And yeah, Gary was a big part of it. He did mornings for a while. He did 9 to noon, and Tony Bruin would join him. And yeah, that was really kind of the salad days for that station.
They drove the lead car. Now it's a joke. It's like intern hour over there. It's all nepotism. No, I shouldn't go there. Whatever.
That's actually better coming from you.
You better be careful.
Let's get back to them Golden State Warriors. The Warriors who are coming high. Yeah, I think you just need to, like, you know, there's wins that the Warriors have stacked up, because I do this show from 9 to 12 called Warriors This Week.
Oh, I've heard of it.
We talk about the Warriors just about every victory, and I'm telling you, I have charted every one of these wins, and some land a little bit differently, and I'm telling you, last night, because it wasn't all Steph, it wasn't all Jimmy Butler, but it was more about the team, the collective, and I think that there's actually something that we can buy into. I know you're so focused on Dallas and they suck, and you're wrong.
It was fine.
I want to get to a caller.
Do it.
All right? Steel Toe out in San Mateo. What's going on, Steel Toe? By the way, where the hell were you the other night when I had 4 hours by myself and nobody called?
Oh, yeah. I was, kind of doing something on the side. You know what I'm saying?
But well, I don't know what you're saying. What were you doing on the side?
Oh, man, you want me to reveal my secret to you?
No, not if it's going to get me in trouble.
It's. I'm just, like, you know, calling to say, you know, I think we could kind of change things up and fix the game all around, since, you know, that Bozo the Clown commission is trying to change something with the draft. I think we should try to – what do you guys think about getting rid of the three-point line? And we could find out who's the real athlete, who's the real head coach is here. You know, get rid of the nonsense of that three-point line. I want to see some athletes. I want to see stiffs shooting threes. You know what I'm saying? Well, what do you guys think about that, getting rid of that three-point line? Thank you.
Hey, it's not going to happen, but I like the notion of the three-pointer. Like, let's make the three-pointer great again. And I'm not trying to borrow from other slogans or jargon, but if we made the corner three an actual three, Dan, I do think that that would get some of these jokers off of just being able to be, and this is not an indictment of Quentin Post, because he actually was showing yesterday, he had a couple of moves.
When's the last time he made
put it on the deck? It doesn't matter, but Quentin Post is not just one of these big stiffs who goes to the corner and just waits with his hands up, waiting for us.
That's exactly who he is.
Did you not watch the game yesterday?
I saw it.
He had a play where he got the ball. There was a little pumpernickel, two-handed lefty dribble into the mid-range. Quentin Post, you can't stop him. I mean, you can.
It wasn't a mid-range.
Whatever it was like a little lefty, little bun.
Dog Nation, it's Quentin Post.
Yeah. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink. Make the corner three like the other threes. Widen the court. Make the three count again. Do you know who's the all-time leader in three-point field goal percentage? And do you know why?
Chris Ford. I know he hit the first three.
Correct.
Are we doing buy or sell, higher or lower?
Higher or lower coming up today, 5:15. The answer is Steve Kerr. And the reason why he's...
Don't give me rhetorical. Just say Steve Kerr.
The answer is Steve Kerr, Dan. And the reason why he's the all-time leader is because in the 3 years where the three-pointer was like 21 feet flat, Kerr went off. He shot, I think, 52% 1 year from three.
Really?
It was gaudy.
Wow.
And so make the three matter again. Widen the court. Make the corner three, what is it, 23-9?
Yeah.
Make it all 23-9, and then we'll see how many of these big stiffs can actually shoot
it. But see, I think something's changing here. You know how things are cyclical in sports, especially in basketball? Like, I think that was an argument or was a conversation that we could have had maybe a year ago, 2 years ago. If you look closely now at the NBA, the mid-range is coming.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Coming back. The mid-range is an... Teams are not as reliant on the threes as they were even as close as a year ago. Like, I do think that there is a shift, and you're not seeing teams nearly being shooting it or being as reliant on the three as they have been. And the Warriors, I think, are a little slow to that party. And I don't think this idea that you have to address the three and everybody's got to shoot threes. Oklahoma, yes, but if you look the majority of the teams, including Houston, including Denver, they don't shoot it at the same sort of clip as we've seen in the past, and they're very successful, and the same could be applied to teams that are leading out in the East. And so I do think that we are actually seeing somewhat of a change in the way offenses and the teams are addressing the three-point line. It's not, you know, it's not Daryl Morey, five guys out, a 6 foot and under league, and let's all shoot threes or layups or free throws.
And maybe that's the problem with the Warriors, because that's how they play.
Exactly.
And they lead the association in 3-point shots attempted per game at 44. And that is a little bit down from Boston. I think Boston last year averaged about 50 threes a game. So you're right on the surface. And perhaps it's just, you know, the Warriors who they don't have the roster really to play the way Houston does. And you look at Houston and they are 30th. In threes attempted per game, because you've got guys who can go to the basket. KD's not a three-point shooter. Şengün doesn't shoot threes. Amen Thompson, your top three scorers, none of them really live at the three-point line. So maybe it's more of a Warrior problem, but when I watch games in the association too often, and maybe it's just because I'm watching mostly Warrior games, but too often it's, you know, penetrate and don't try to finish, but penetrate.
Oh, that kills me.
And just kick it out, you know, to a guy who can catch and shoot.
The Warriors are one of the biggest culprits of that.
Yep.
Nothing frustrates me more. Can we play that game again of what bothers me, what pisses me off?
Whatever. Yeah.
It's just, how many times is Jimmy Butler, and I get it, Butler likes to pass, and that's sort of what gets him off, but I think that the Warriors, there's nothing more frustrating than when a guy like Jimmy Butler, or a big, stay with me here, back in the day.
Oh, I love it.
If you were a big... And first of all, you're not playing 30 feet from the hoop. But let's just say if you have a step on a defender and you get to the... I saw Joel Embiid do this repeatedly last year and throughout the years where he's got to step to the hoop. and he's 7 feet tall, instead of getting to the rim and either getting fouled or throwing it down or just giving a little bunny, he's kicking to the corner for a Tobias Harris three. I don't care what planet you live on or how many times we've played this game. There is no way in hell you're going to tell me that a center, a talented center, who is 4 feet from the hoop, passing up that shot, it's a prudent decision or a more high percentage shot to give it to anybody on his team, and I don't care how frequently or how well they shoot the three, that that's a good decision. But for whatever reason, it's accepted. And we just, even the announcers, I'm appalled by their, the way they address this thing. It's just sort of like, oh, and a pass to the corner, he missed the three, and we go back down the other way. It's like, no, what is it that I just witnessed? What's going on here? How does Jimmy Butler beat a guy to the rim and then think it's a good idea to kick to Pajemski in the corner for a three? How does that happen repeatedly? And it's, again, I think it gets back to the culture. And until Steve Kerr, who is the most undisciplined head coach, puts his foot down and said, let's stop doing that. Let's not do that.
Well, they're not going to stop doing that. And it's built around Steph Curry. So when you no longer have Steph Curry, maybe you can play differently. But right now, this is what your offense is built around.
But there's Steph and then there's Pajemski. And there's a difference between those two when it comes
to
threes.
You need to take Pajemski's name out your mouth because he's actually playing very well of late. And if you want to look at three-point percentage, I believe he's still above 40%. The pod slander, I'm not here for the pod slander. He's actually playing very well this year, and he's shooting it pretty well. And so, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and allow you to cast aspersions.
He's got to lose the black eye, Dobbs.
He's got to lose a lot in terms of the stylistic nature, but his game right now, game recognized game, DeVone.
No, he's playing well.
He's playing great.
No doubt.
Yeah, and so I'm more...
It has to be a little more sustainable,
though. And I'm more put off, like what you're saying about the Steve Kerr offense, I do think that a lot of that is Steph-centric, and you know, when Steph's off the floor, do they play different? Sure, a little bit, but think about a Jimmy drive to the hoop. At best, it's going to be 2 points. At really best, it'll be 2 and 1, which is a 2.7 because he's shooting 70%, or you kick it to pods and it's a 0 or a 3. So the whole idea of 3 being greater than 2 with this team, I think it's the way they have to play.
Yeah, but when you have an opportunity at a bunny, like that's a little frustrating and you're passing up dunks. It's just, it doesn't make any sense. And I just think philosophically, for whatever reason, it's been sort of accepted as the norm. And I'm like, in what planet does this make sense? And it happens way too frequently. Yep. Just to get back to pods, I know this is going to piss you off. I mean, I'm with you. He's playing so much better. But long-term, Pat Spencer's a better player.
Stop it. Stop. I mean, stop.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Kind of, yeah.
Whoa, Pasta, you serious? Let's not forget who brought you into this world.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Pasta, it's me, man. Your mentor, for crying out loud.
We're like family in here, Pasta. One paisan to another, right? Am I right?
Well, he's only half paisan, right, Pasta?
I'm full-blooded.
Oh, you are? All right.
I got to pick between you guys?
Nah, you can always pick DeVone. He's a short timer. Let him leave today at 5:57.
That's why people love me, is because they only see me once a week.
It's tremendous. It's why, right? I give you like half a segment every Saturday and think, this guy, see you next Saturday. Oh, wait, I'll see you on Friday. I think that Pat Spencer, he's been phenomenal. It's a great story. And by the way, he is 7 years older than Brandon Pajemski. So if you want to make the comparison, give Pods another 7 years to grow up and be
I'm
a 29-year-old.
Right now.
Yeah, right now Pods is better. And he's playing better. And Pat Spencer's great in small doses. He's the Dan DeVone of Golden State Warriors.
Here's why Pat Spencer,
yeah, that's what we do,
and Dan DeVone
set up my own joke.
Should get
right there.
A lot more time, right?
Why you hear both me, of Ian?
Them, both of them need a lot more run. Is because Pat Spencer,
both on a two-way contract,
Pat
by the way,
Spencer,
also,
but very good with it. Unlike Thank Pat you. Spencer, I'm good with what it is that I'm doing. Here's the thing with Pat Spencer, as opposed to Pajemski, is that he's a little more fluid, and I think you just listen. It's not fair, these little fragmented where he gets a run and then goes back into the doghouse. Like, if you lean into him, put him in the rotation, I think that this guy, he gets into your offense, and it's much more smooth. He knows how to balance the floor. He's just, and he can get his own, and it's not as clunky. It's not all these kneecaps and elbows and left-handed scoop up and under sort of awkwardness. Like, Spencer, to me, is a point guard. And that's something that's lacking on this team. Steph is sort of a, you know, he's sort of a combo or two. Pat Spencer, And I know it sounds ridiculous because he had, you know, that little run, but if you were to lean in on this guy, I'm telling you long term, and I know these things, that guy is a baller. And he is much better than long term. Well, I shouldn't say much better. I just think that he works better for what it is that the Warriors are looking for out of a true point, which I don't think Pajemski is. And Pajemski, again, I know that doesn't make a lot of sense because he's playing so well, and I don't mean to undermine any of that. I recognize it. I just need to see a longer body of work because he's done this before, and then he disappears. I do think that Spencer is the real deal. I do think that he needs a longer leash. Actually, I shouldn't say that because none of us have seen him play over an extended period of time, but I do believe that if we did, Pat Spencer would surprise a lot of people and be better than that of Pajemski.
If there were no D'Anthony Melton, I would kind of lean in your direction a little bit as far as what Pat should get or what Pat deserves to get. But Melton does everything that Pat Spencer does, and he does it a little bit better. Other than shoot, right now, Melton's
not. But he's a
two. I mean, when he's in there, you got Steph. Is Steph a one? Steph's a two. The whole numerology of the NBA really confuses me because Draymond Green, he is your one on offense, and he's your five on defense. So what does that make him? Your three based on a one and a five divided by two? The whole thing is a little bit curious when you talk about this Warrior team. And so I think about Pods. He does more things well than Pat Spencer does.
Right now. But there's always going to be the other shoe that's going to drop with this guy. And you know that. I like what it is that Steve Kerr says. It's like, if you can get the ball out of his hands, we need to get the ball out of his hands. Because the one issue I have, and I think Steve Kerr would agree, is that he has a tendency just to stick. And then, you know, he starts getting a little happy feet, and it all, you know, goes to hell. I'm stop paying attention because I'm getting ready for the read. Or am I a little early?
You're early.
Okay.
You're early. Just why don't you go ahead and do a pre-read? That way you can feel comfortable when you actually get to words and make sure that you can pronounce and read all those words. And I'll say this. Nice win over Dallas. Great. Sure. Fantastic. Dallas is not very good, and you were able to win a game at home that you're supposed to win. And now you go to Toronto, to Brooklyn, to Charlotte. Come home 3-0.
Well, you should.
Right. Okay.
Toronto's pretty good.
Yeah, fine. I mean, you do have rest, and then you have Brooklyn on a back-to-back, and then you've got Charlotte on New Year's Eve. And who? Let me say this before Steve Kerr does, and I love Steve, but three games and four nights in three cities. I mean, so already, Al Horford won't play Sunday and Monday, and you've got, you know, older guys, who's going to rest when, and, you know, the travel and all the rest of it. Don't get me started on customs, because you got to go through customs twice. So, yeah, three games and four nights in three cities in two countries. The excuses are built in. If you're for real, you go 3-0 on this trip.
I don't know if they're for real. I'm just telling you that there are more positive signs out of last night's win and the previous win than we've seen all year long. Aside from that, of the 4-1 start to the year. Like, that was when they beat the Lakers, the first game of the season. Steph had like 23, which is sort of pedestrian for him. But I think Kuminga chipped in like 17 or 18. Butler had 27 or what have you. And I'm like, oh, wow. The 2025-26 Warriors, this is something you can buy into. And they're actually reverting back to that. For the first time, there's been this sort
for
of
now, yeah.
Ugly, well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, they're 3-0 in their time. Last three. They're 3-3 in their last six. They are 5-3 in their last eight, and they're 5-5 in their last 10. So it depends on what you want to look at. And even beyond that, they're 6-6. They're 7-7 in their last 14. They are this team. You are what your record says you are, Devone.
Bill Parcells.
I believe that.
Or Denny Green.
It's Parcells, and my partner, my regular partner, not my current partner. Who I'm, he's growing on me, I'll be honest. Willard hates that expression.
Hates what?
You are what your record says you are.
I kind of like it.
This Warrior team is 16-15. That's the kind of team they are.
Okay, shh, time for me to read.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan DeVoe. No glasses. Almost 60 with no glasses.
We are brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And we are sponsored by Serramonte Ford, Bay Area Heads Up. The Ford Final Days year-end sales event is on. Now it's Serramonte Ford. Get an extra $1,000 in bonus cash on new 2025 Fords, plus 0% APR for 60 months on F-150, Explore, Escape, Mach-E, Lightning, and Super Duty. Zero down, zero payments for 90 days, ends January 2nd. Serramonte Ford, right off 280 or online at SerramonteFord.com. Nailed it!
That's a four.
We'll be back right after this.
Yay!
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.